This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Officials say the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians appeared to begin eroding. According to one U.S. official, the U.S. announcement to send a bit more than 30 tanks is expected to come Wednesday in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Weapons provided through the assistance initiative can take months to reach the battlefield. The war in Ukraine has pushed the doomsday clock forward. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer with more.
The announcement also mentioned other contributing factors that moved the doomsday clock closer to midnight, which include nuclear weapon proliferation in China, Iran increasing its uranium enrichment, missile tests in North Korea, future pandemics from animal diseases, pathogens from lab mistakes, disruptive technologies, and worsening climate change as other existential threats to humanity.
That was AP's Lisa Dwyer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday signed a controversial law toughening punishments for disobedience or desertion from the armed forces amid Russia's invasion. Stronger sanctions will also apply to offenses such as threatening commanders, fleeing the battlefield, or consuming alcohol, according to the law published on the Ukrainian Parliament's website. In less than 2 months, more than 50 people have died in Peru, largely protesters at the hands of police officers. And while a few international voices of concern have emerged, much of the regional and global community has largely remained silent to the dismay of human rights advocates who are calling for condemnation of the state violence. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports in the latest string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. Documents with classified markings were discovered in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week.
The documents with classified markings make up about four boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Zambia, the second stop in a three-country swing, where she assured the country's president and its finance minister that the timely restructuring of Zambia's debt is a top priority. She spent most of Tuesday highlighting long-term measures to mitigate the sort of threats to food security exposed by Russia's war in Ukraine. VOA's Mirama Diallo reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spent most of her visit to Zambia Tuesday talking about the agricultural investment potential of African nations, especially as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has affected hunger and the cost of food worldwide. In a village in Changwe, an hour from the capital Lusaka, Yellen emphasized not only tackling acute food needs, but also scaling up investment in food system resilience for the long term. Next on the list of U.S. cabinet members to visit Africa is U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who plans to travel to Ghana, Mozambique, and Kenya starting Wednesday. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Ships searching in wind-whipped waters between South Korea and Japan have picked up at least 14 of the 22 crew members from a cargo ship that sank early Wednesday. South Korean officials said 9 of them remain unconscious, but they did not immediately confirm any deaths. They said the crew members will be airlifted to Japan for treatment. South Korean and Japanese Coast Guard vessels and aircraft, as well as two commercial cargo ships, were continuing to search for the 8 missing crew members in the rough waters. The Colombian Navy has seized more than 4 tons of cocaine hydrochloride after authorities intercepted a semi-submersible with the illicit cargo on Monday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.